from KQED.
Later today, two Democratic lawmakers plan to reveal details of a bill that would require all California counties to offer an alternative to cash bail. The proposal, from Assemblyman Rob Bonta and Senator Bob Hertzberg, is sure to set up a big legislative fight in the Capitol. The California Report's John Sepulvedo sat down with KQED politics and government reporter Marisa Lagos to learn more about the legislation.
Thank you, Danielle. Joining us in the studio is Marisa Lagos of KQED's Government and Politics Desk. Good morning, Marisa.
Good morning, John.
So we have learned of legislation that's going to be filed today. Is that right?
Yeah. So this was actually sort of filed in December as a shell bill, something that needed to be filled out. And this morning, language is going to be coming out on this bail reform bill that is a joint effort between Assemblyman Rob Bonta in the Assembly and Senator Bob Hertzberg. And basically what they're doing here is trying to really rein in the cash bail system, which is the way that a lot of people get out of jail after they've been arrested for a crime, and move more towards this pretrial risk assessment system, which allows courts and police to kind of conduct an assessment and decide whether or not or what conditions need to be put on somebody so they can be released safely as they await trial.
Now, is the goal of the lawmakers to reform the bail system or to streamline and kind of lessen the impact on those who can't afford bail and get them out of jail quicker? What is the goal here?
Yeah, I mean, they're basically saying that the current system is unfair, that poor people bear the brunt of it because if you have enough money, no matter almost in most cases what you did, you can get out. I talked to Rob Bonta, and here's how he kind of talked about the impacts of this money bail system.
Folks can lose their jobs because they can't show up for work. They can lose their children if they're, for example, a single parent and there's no one who can take care of their children while they're being detained. They can lose their car. And folks who are detained pretrial are much more likely to plead to crimes just so they can get out.
So I think what they're saying here is that the assumption should be, unless you're a safety risk, you should be released, not that you should stay in jails. And one thing that was brought up to me is this idea that, like, people are actually convicted of crimes or getting released early because of overcrowded jails that are filled with people who are waiting trial and haven't actually been convicted yet.
Now, Marisa, the whole idea behind bail is that if you put money down, you'll come back and face something unpleasant, which is the court system. Is there any studies or anything to show that people who don't put money down come back to court?
Well, proponents of pretrial programs do say that, yes, there is a lot of studies that show that money bail doesn't actually guarantee anything and that these pretrial risk assessments are more accurate and potentially more helpful to the defendant in terms of putting conditions on that work. I think that, you know, there's a lot of safeguards that they're trying to build in here, saying that judges have discretion. If they don't like what they see, they can keep somebody in jail. Also consider that people who put down a bail bond through a bail agent don't get that 10% back ever. They've only put down 10%.
So they put down 10% to
post
whatever.
The bail.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, but if you're rich and you put down the full amount, you actually can get that full amount back. So Senator Bob Hertzberg, the other sponsor, kind of framed the question like this.
You know, is this about the size of your wallet or the size of your risk to society? That's what should be measured.
And Hertzberg also notes that there was a recent study by the Federal Reserve showing that 46% of Americans said they didn't have enough money to cover a $400 expense. So he's saying that this is not just something limited to very poor people. This is really a question for nearly anybody who would get put behind bars.
So it sounds like a win-win for everyone except bail agents.
So I do expect the bail industry or a lot of folks in that industry to fight this. I think we're setting up a big fight in Sacramento over this issue, and we've seen them pour a lot of money into lobbying efforts in other states where this happened. What Bob Hertzberg argues, the senator, is that the people who are going to be affected by this bill actually wouldn't be paying bail anyway because they couldn't afford it. So they would just be sitting in jail to begin with.
Marisa Lagos, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, John.